President Bush is standing firm, declaring the U.S. will disarm Saddam Hussein with or without his cooperation and with or without widespread international backing. Joseph Cerenzioni, director of the Nonproliferation Project at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, outlines a number of ways in which war can be averted.
Well, the first is the silver bullet. The Iraqi general staff decides to do the right thing. They recognize the inevitable. They don't want to go down with their chief, and they assassinate him. The second is the golden handshake, something that the Saudis and other neighbors of Saddam have been talking to him about. Retire, leave the country, we'll take care of you. But either one of those would remove Saddam from the scene, leave the government in place, but remove the cause for war. This has become so personal about Saddam that if he were to leave the stage, it's very difficult to imagine that the U.S. would still go in. The third, of course, is complete capitulation, where Saddam does recognize that he is about to die, and he actually gives up whatever he has. But say he shows us, okay, here are the 550 mustard gas shells. Yes, I did have 2,000 chemical munitions ready to fill. Here it is. Take it. Many analysts don't understand why Saddam hasn't done this a long time ago. I mean, he doesn't need bugs and gas to stay in power. He needs thousands of men with guns, and he's got those. So this is still a real viable option.
Is there another one?
There's two more. Suppose there's a partial capitulation. He doesn't give us everything, but he starts cooperating much more than he has been. He comes into much closer cooperation with the resolutions. That makes it much more difficult for the president to press his case. What if he's not disarming, he's deceiving, says the president? Well, what if he is disarming and is less deceiving? And then it becomes a tougher case. And finally, there's the just the lack of support. In the beginning of March or so, when he has to make this decision, he just doesn't have the support of more than a handful of states. The American public is split on this issue. In that case, this becomes so politically risky, so diplomatically risky, that the president may decide in the end that it serves his best interest to allow the inspection process to work for another year.
I've heard so much about regime change being important to the Bush administration. If the weapons are found, or if they're declared and shown and demonstrated and destroyed, and he's still there?
Well, actually, the administration early in October signaled a change in its policy, where it changed the goal from changing the regime to disarming Iraq. And Senator Lott made comments, Colin Powell, and the president himself in Cincinnati, indicating that if Saddam were indeed to give up his weapons of mass destruction, this would indicate a change in the regime. He said he didn't think that was likely, but allowed for the possibility that that might indeed happen.
And the reverse of that, he gets on a plane, goes to Saudi Arabia forever.
It really is kind of a problematic option for him. It's kind of like Nazism without Hitler. Would we really be better off? Do you really want to leave this brutal dictatorship apparatus in place, even though the brutal dictator himself has been removed?
What about a distraction in the form of conflicts elsewhere? North Korea, India, Pakistan?
See, this is the world goes to hell scenario. While the president is focused like a laser on Iraq, this is his almost exclusive foreign policy goal. The world has other agendas. One of the most serious right now is in North Korea. They may raise the stakes precisely because they know that they're in the perfect negotiating position right now. They've got the president in a weak position if they want to get something from him. I know the president doesn't want to be blackmailed, but blackmail sometimes works. But more seriously than that, even, is the possibility of conflict in South Asia. It's a feud between two countries with nuclear weapons. There were 1 million men mobilized on the Indian side just last year. Many of them are still on the border. That is the kind of thing that could sidetrack any plans to invade Iraq, which seem completely irrelevant to be mounting a major military operation in Iraq when we have a war about to break out in South Asia.
Joseph Cerenzioni is director of the Nonproliferation Project at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.